What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another season of Showdown Breakdowns with the Tri-Goat community. I'm here with DFS Up North, my man, the GPP Mind, and of course, multi-time Millie Maker winner, Bobby Millions, aka Bobby Wow, two-time Millie Maker champion. And we're breaking down the showdowns all season long for DFS Army. What's up, guys? I feel like I missed you, but like it's like no time has passed. You ever like get back together with your old friends and it's like haven't seen you in a while, but I feel like we're tapping every day.
It's like riding a bike.
Right.
So good to be back.
Oh, I love it. We got some new swag on the set over here. A little background action going. But we're excited to kick off the 2023 NFL season. We've got an incredible, really probably the best game of the week, and it is going off Thursday night. 52-point total. Currently, the Chiefs are 4.5-point home favorites. Now, this game, guys, was set at 7 points just like a day and a half ago. But obviously, times are a-changing, and Kelce is not looking like he's going to play, although we don't know as of right now.
We don't know.
So part of this breakdown is we're going to have to figure that stuff out. We're going to talk about, could we just go with the assumption that he doesn't play and kind of break it down like that?
I don't think we can. I mean, his very own brother said he wouldn't be surprised if he suited up. So I think we have to cover all the bases here, Geek.
Right. Yeah, I think there's a difference, like suited up and play, right? Like what's like, we can operate under the assumption that Kelsey's not going to play like a full complement of snaps, right? Like, don't you think?
Sure.
Yeah, if he suits up and does, I mean, and but that just adds an element of difficult to this whole thing because
it does. Normally I almost hope he suits up. Like, I think that
for the fade. No, I mean, I'm not going to fade it. If he's playing, he's playing. That's how I feel. If he's in the game, he's in the game. But I'm going to tell you guys right now, before this news, Kelce was the highest owned player effectively on the slate. Like, he was the top choice or right up there at captain on both FanDuel and DraftKings.
Yeah.
So we lose that situation, or we're not sure. I want to bring up the showdown analysis. So one of the great tools we have here at DFS Army is the showdown analysis, where we look back and see what has happened in games with the Chiefs or the Lions in captains. Like, who was the captain? What are some of the specs, so to speak? So let's get a quick look at this, guys, and give me some takeaways here. Josh, I know you've been paying attention to this sheet. So, you know,
we were just talking about it. I think it's interesting that in 16 games that we have data for, we've got the opponent's wide receiver 31% of the time at captain, which is intriguing, right? Like that's a signal there that Detroit's tends to struggle, I guess, with wide receivers. So I think that's really interesting. The problem being that the Chiefs for the first time in maybe a century are going to probably have 7 wide receivers active, which is not something that they normally do. So which wide receiver that is, I think we'll talk about it. I have some leans, but I thought that was interesting. And then the high percentage of times that both teams have had 3-3 stacks. I mean, that's the most common build, so I guess it's not super surprising, but typically we don't see that number as green as we do here with the stack probabilities.
It makes sense, though. You know, when you think about it, both these teams are super balanced, really good offenses on both sides. So, yeah, I could see, you know, the best players kind of coming through, and a 3-3 or a 4-2 seems to me like what we should be targeting this week.
Yep.
Bobby, do you pay a lot of attention to, you know, 3-3, 4-2, or what type of stacks in showdowns? Is that a big part of your process?
I don't know that I would label it as a big part, but it's an important part, especially in a situation like this where something does jump off the page. So, yes, I think when we see this green, it's something you definitely should pay attention to as you build.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at some of – so here the Chiefs one. This interests me. Mahomes, or QB as they call him, here was the Nuts captain 33% of the time. And it's interesting to me because most quarterbacks don't become the nuts captain on DraftKings just because of the way the quarterback position plays. But I think it's because Mahomes just spreads the football around so generously. It's not even that he's running one in for a touchdown. He's just Brady-esque in his talent and his ability to spread the football around so that he could be getting there, but he spreads it so wide that it's not like one wide receiver. It's usually Kelce getting a 30, but that's not quite there because Mahomes got you like a 35. Right. And so it's really interesting. This is an unusual number, 33%, that I think we need to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Other Chiefs captains.
I think there's probably times in the past that I can remember just personally that he was the highest scoring player and wasn't the nuts captain too. Like that just goes to tell you how good Mahomes is. Like just he was salary constrained. And the nice thing is that he's not really salary constrained this week on either site. So that I think that we can get definite leverage on the field by just sort of pushing some chips in on Mahomes in this spot.
100%. It's just unusual. I take note of unusual things. If you take a look at Jared Goff, he's 6% of the time. So like Jared Goff, not super likely. Like he's not a captain that I'm super excited to roll out. I'll play him a little bit, but they're not spreading the football. Like if he's doing his thing, you know, we know kind of where the football might be going. But Mahomes definitely in play here. Obviously tight end is Kelce 17% of the time. So we'll see about that. Running back 11%. I'm pretty confident that was probably McKinnon in those McKinnon games where he went bonkers and pretty rare for a Kansas City wide receiver to be the nuts, which is also very interesting where Detroit 13% of the time wide receiver, but opposing wide receiver and their running back. If you remember last year, a lot of that is because Jamal Williams just went bananas a bunch of games or scored like 3 touchdowns last year. So that, you know what, David Montgomery's playing that role and no one wants him.
I do.
No one wants him. I don't want him either. So like, I don't want him. So there we go. A little bit of history here. Anything else in here, Josh, to take note of before we kind of get into the nitty gritty of this one?
I mean, I thought that the next slide is it breaks it down even more by like wide receiver one, but there's not like really anything crazy there that we need to know. I do like the player historical. Obviously, you can see that 33% does correlate to Patrick Mahomes, obviously. You know, interesting. I thought it was maybe interesting that historically Mahomes hasn't been in the nuts in 17% of Chiefs games.
I would love to go back and look at those games.
What games those were?
like what I remember, you know, there was a time, like if you go back before this season where Kelce and Tyreek Hill would get in there and there just wasn't salary left to have Mahomes.
I mean, that's essentially what it was.
That's what I think it is. Cause I remember all these. It's not like we didn't play them all and load up and do a showdown breakdown when we're turds at. So, all right. So with that being said, let's jump into the cheat sheets, the game breakdown and all of that. Where my turds at. All right. So I love the music. It reminds me. Yeah. Doesn't it get you all jacked up for this? So exciting to be back in the game. All right. So before I actually bring up on screen the cheat sheets, I actually thought that it would be a good idea to show the DFS Army Domination Station Optimizer and just get a quick overview of ownerships kind of sorted in a way that I think is really easy to understand. So I've got the captain position open for DraftKings. And I'm sorting captain by projected ownership. And let's see here. So we still have Travis Kelce is playing in this game. Right? Can this be seen? Let me see if I can make this a little bigger. Hold on. Yeah, maybe. Let's do that. So Mahomes is now projected at 24% in the captain spot, which is very high for any player, especially a QB. But, you know, again, he does show up there quite a bit. Your next highest owned player is Amon-Ra. And then it's like a whole, you know, David Montgomery, which Jahmyr Gibbs is interesting. Isaiah Pacheco, Travis Kelce, if he plays. and so on and so forth. Even Khalif Raymond, the Wiz, made it up there with a couple of percentage points. So an interesting setup for ownerships, and in the flex, of course, we see a similar curve of ownerships. Bobby, wow. Knowing that Mahomes is going to be potentially as high as 25% owned, like one quarter of all lineups could have Mahomes as their captain. Is that a situation where we should be fading it, or what are you going to do? It's Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't know that fade would be the right word, but certainly encourages me to go underweight. I mean, especially if Travis Kelce's not going to suit up. I put in the notes, I think Kelce suiting up, even in a limited fashion, does far more for Mahomes than it does for Travis Kelce DFS-wise. So I think that's a big deal.
The line odds move going from 7 to 4.5 is such a big move relative to the context of this game. It's almost telling us that he won't play, but in as much as like the money knows, the money might not know. But you're right. Mahomes, part of the reason that line did move is because Mahomes is going to have a hard time really finding comfort in a game like this without Kelce in there, because these other guys are just not his guys. There are a bunch of new people. There are a bunch of like role players, and no one has really contributed. None of these guys are WR1. So let's take a look at the cheat sheet. Bobby, wow, this is your sheet.
Yes, sir.
All right. What would Bobby Wow do? We know. It's all right here. So let's start at the captain position and talk about various captain potential plays, some of our favorites, and how to stack them up. So right off the bat, Pat Mahomes, we already talked about him. He's going to be the highest owned guy. Let's say there's no Kelce. What do we do?
I think, you know, just to kind of give a little precursor here, this is going to change, you know, depending on the Kelce news. So that said, I think if Kelce is out, that lowers my interest in Mahomes significantly. I mean, even just thinking about it from a touchdown perspective, right? Who is the guy that Mahomes is going to throw to in the end zone? Kadarius Toney? Sky Moore? I mean, like, you lose a lot of that touchdown equity, in my opinion. And now Mahomes and Andy Reid are game planning these end arounds, you know, having Isaiah Pacheco up the gut. I think it changes things considerably for Mahomes. So where he would probably have been a 4.5 star play with Kelce in, I think he's closer to a 3-star, 3.5 play. Definitely someone I'll be under that 24% on.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree. He will find, listen, he's Mahomes. He will just find somebody in the end zone, but you combine that with the post Super Bowl hangover, which is a real thing, with the offenses a little bit off week one, just because sometimes offenses are a little bit off week one. They haven't practiced that much. And you get this sort of combination effect of, yeah, maybe a running back.
Yeah. Maybe. I like, if Kelce's out, my Jerick McKinnon stock is going to go way higher.
That might be it. It might be, you know, Jerick McKinnon. We've seen Jerick McKinnon put up monster numbers, and he gets game planned in, you know, like when he's doing that, there's some reason for it. You know, this guy's out, or that right. guy's out, or Juju Smith-Schuster's hurt, or some other reason. I don't know if it's going to be that backup tight end. I can't remember.
Noah Gray.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. We'll see. I'm assuming Kelce's going to be out. I'm telling you, I really feel like that's what's going to happen. But we don't know. Amon-Ra is the star wide receiver from the Lions. So good. I love Amon-Ra. I'm not seeing where his ownership is scary. The salary isn't that bad. What about Amon-Ra?
Yeah, to me, he's your cash captain. I think Amon-Ra is great play across the board. And look, Jameson Williams is out. He is going to be the target share monster again. I know you've got Gibbs, but outside of Gibbs, I mean, you've got old man Jones, who's back with Detroit, and Josh Reynolds and Wiz Khalif. Amon-Ra is, you know, he's a guy that's going to be heavily involved. So, you know, to me, he's probably the best play on the slate when it boils down to it.
You're right. Level it up. It's like they're rolling out, you know, backups Marvin Jones Jr., I think. So like, I didn't even know he was on this team.
I mean,
he was on the team like 25 years ago, and he's back.
Marvin Jones Jr. is, by the way, he's a candidate too. But guys, if you're enjoying the stream, just a reminder, smash that like button. And if you are not subscribed over at DFS Army for the 2023 season, I don't know what you're doing. It's the best community, the best people, the best tools all combined into one. NFL promo code NFL23 is a 15% off code that lasts until kickoff of this game. So you want to get in there now and use the code. Once the season starts, it's gone. You're going to be like, why didn't I do it? Why didn't I do it? Do it now. Do it now. I'll wait. Do it now.
I mean, Amon-Ra's, his pass or receiving yardage is 30. His prop is 30 yards better than anybody else on the slate.
Yep.
I love for over 75.
You got to keep in mind as we walk through these, like with Kelce out, if he does end up being ruled out, that significantly reduces what we need to do with salary. Like, we don't need to pay nearly as much attention to salary, and that just elevates a guy like St. Brown as captain even more.
And it sets up a situation where Mahomes is going to be like every lineup. That's the other chance. Yeah, he'll be in every line, but he should.
Which, I mean, yeah, his ownership might actually go up if Kelce's out, right? Like, don't you think?
It will, because
yes,
that was a choice.
Are going to have salary and not know what to do.
Yeah, no, you're going to spend it on Mahomes. That's where the money's going to go, no question. Or middling approaches. So,
I'm going to cheer for the Lions tomorrow.
Let's talk about stacks. As we're talking about these potential captains, if Amon-Ra is in there, and now we have some stats on this, more often than not, you do want to stack your wide receiver with their quarterback in the lineup. Do I have to put Jared Goff in the lineup with Amon-Ra? Is it a must? Is it a preference? Sure, but is it a must?
I think I'm going to answer this two ways. With a fully 110% healthy Kelce, I would say no, because of what you can do salary-wise with the rest of your lineup. But with that salary potentially now, right, like, I think you probably have to have Goff.
Bobby,
yeah.
What's your take?
You know better than anyone, Geek, that only a Sith deals in absolutes. And so I don't want to say for sure, no matter what. I'm not making a rule. But because of the salary situation here, I agree with Josh. I think so. And vice versa. Like, every lineup Goff is in better have at least one pass catcher from the Lions.
That for sure. Yeah. But
yes,
I can foresee a scenario where Amon-Ra's that guy, but Josh isn't.
Sure.
So I don't think you want that hard, fast rule, to be honest. I won't make the hard rule. I'm making the rule if Goff is my cue. If Goff is my captain, I'm making a +2 rule, not even a +1. But as far as this next one, we're talking about Goff. I don't like Goff as a captain. You guys know my thing. I'll repeat it. Actually, I will repeat it because we're back for a new year and a lot of people. I don't like to play a pocket passer as captain on DraftKings. They're a combination of overpriced relative to their usual production because it's a high floor position. And if a pocket passer is doing his thing, more often than not, one of the wide receivers is going bananas, unless we're talking about a Brady or a Mahomes, a spread the ball quarterback. Now, I know you guys don't fully get on board with that, and that's why we're the trio. You don't have to agree. I'm just saying what I do, because I like to narrow it down a little bit. So I will not use Goff as a captain personally on DraftKings. On FanDuel, another story. We love our quarterbacks on FanDuel as a captain, but I won't use Goff. But if I did, I'd have him with two. Not one. I need two. And the second guy is the tricky one, right? But there are plenty of second guys that we could talk about. One of which is right here. So next up, we've got Jahmyr Gibbs. Bobby Wild, take me through Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, how do you see his role this season? Are we looking at DeAndre Swift, but a good version of it?
It's so tough. It's so tough to say, because he's going to be one of the most explosive players in the league to me. Super exciting. Great draft pick. He'll be a contributor from the get-go. But you've got this Montgomery situation where they paid him to be their RB1. And it's not like, you know, Monty is some bum. He's a talented running back all around. He can catch passes. You know, he can break tackles. And so I think to start the season, I think we see closer to a 50-50 snap share would be my assumption. And that makes the upside a tough sell for me for both of them. But yes, I think Gibbs is a stud. He's got that pass catching upside. I think that's higher than Montgomery's. So DraftKings feel much better about him there. But it's really, really hard to get super excited just because we have that split that I think is going to happen.
I mean, we've seen Detroit. I believe Detroit will do exactly what they've been doing. Sometimes you just have to believe your eyes, right? Like they had these two guys last year and they showed us what they're going to do, which is they're going to put, if they play, I think the higher upside is the Gibbs role. So if they're going to put Gibbs in the pass catcher role, in the exciting play role, think of like Jerick McKinnon's role on the Chiefs, but elevated, then that guy has the higher chance of just like breaking one for a touchdown, where I think Montgomery is going to get the goal line carry and he'll get the touchdown the old fashioned, dirty, you know, grindy way. And then it's a question of how many of them can he get? Because at 6K, all right, like what do we need? We need about a 12, a 14. One touchdown probably might be enough with 50, 60 yards. Whereas with Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, at 8K, let's think about that situation for a second. He needs to score about, I don't know, 18, 20 fantasy points to be relevant. 5 receptions, 50 yards, a touchdown. That's pretty close. I mean, that'll get you there.
Yeah.
I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, Joel brought up a good point. We've been seeing this, you know, more and more coming out of, you know, the Lions camp that Gibbs is going to line up some at wide receiver and they may both see the field at the same time. In that case, Gibbs' upside skyrockets even more to me. So I do agree with you, Geek. He's got the higher upside. Montgomery feels like more of the Jamal Williams type of role this season. And so I think we'll be having a different conversation 5-6 weeks from now, but I like Gibbs a lot still.
I think here's my take on it. We look at the Vegas props, they're about the same in terms of point projection between the two of them. Like Monty's at 52.5 rushing yards, which is, 20 more than Gibbs. Monty's at 2.5 receptions. Gibbs is only at 3.5. It's a heavy favorite at 3.5. So we're looking at probably like a 4 here. And 30 yards receiving. I at times like this, I tend to look at, okay, what has the talk been all year? And the talk among the talking heads is just all over Jahmyr Gibbs, right? So everyone and their mother is all over Jahmyr Gibbs. I think he's overpriced based on that sort of hype. And for me, in those situations, I tend to just say, I'm going to go under and play Monty. Like, because everybody, like the ownership's going to be twice as much on Gibbs, right? Like, I don't even know what our numbers are right now, but that's just me off the top of my head saying Gibbs is going to get double his ownership.
Let me show you the props here in real time on the Sharp app. Awesome app. If you don't have it, make sure you get it. So check this out. I jumped over to the Detroit KC game, right? I got total receiving yards. I want to understand receiving and rushing yards. So Montgomery not projecting well for receiving yards, 10.5, whereas Gibbs is getting a healthy 32, which is a pretty good number for a running back. That's a healthy number on the sports book, right? Our projection model is a little below it, but not that far below. We're at about 30, 27, it looks like here on the model. Montgomery, 10 receiving yards. So he's getting some receiving prop. On the rushing yards, though, you'll be surprised, I think, to see.
Closer than you would think.
Yeah. Well, no, Gibbs is getting some yardage, 38, but Monty's getting a healthy 53. So, like, and let's see what the model say. The model likes it just about there. Yeah, at 51, and Gibbs, the model is a little over on Gibbs at 43. Yeah, the model definitely prefers Gibbs here in the sense that it's pretty close together on rushing yards, and Gibbs has a significant advantage in receiving yards. So Gibbs is a better player, but he's also more expensive.
Yeah, and it comes down to like who's gonna get the touchdown. Like if Gibbs scores a touchdown, he will be the nuts play. If Monty scores a touchdown, it's probably Monty just based on price, like point per dollar.
Yeah, that's it to me. I mean, Monty is more of a cash play in my opinion.
Yep.
With Gibbs, you're paying for the big play. You're paying for him
to take one to the house.
Exactly.
Yep.
I agree. Gibbs is also priced significantly above like everybody else on the slate too.
Right.
Like, you know, he's just expensive relative to whoever else is available. Kadarius Tony.
somebody talk. What has Kadarius Toney ever done in his life? What has Kadarius Toney ever done? Has he ever touchdown. Scored 20 points on DraftKings?
Touchdown.
Has he ever scored 20 points on DraftKings?
I mean, he had the big score in the Super Bowl on only 6 snaps.
I think the better question is, what can Patrick Mahomes do for you? Kadarius Toney's got the tools. I mean, we've seen it. He's explosive. He's got big playability. He showed some of that in the Super Bowl. And Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. If Tony's going to be the number one wide receiver in this offense, and I think all indications point to that as long as he's healthy, I don't see why he can't be a high scorer. I mean, the price is really, really interesting for a WR1. And again, anytime you have Patrick Mahomes working the magic, I'm interested. So I just like the tools there, and I like the price a lot, which is why I like Tony. And the ownership is crazy to me. Geek, I don't know if you have that up still, but Tony as a captain is projected at like 1.5%.
That's an insanely low number. And that number will change. That number will change, Bobby Wow. There's no way that holds, because it wasn't clear that he was healthy for this game. So I think now that he's healthy, I think it'll go up a smidge, but not like, it's not going to 15, Bobby Wow. No. It's going to like 5 or 6%. So I'm going to make a pro and a con here. The pro is everything you just said, Bobby. Everything. Tony, explosive player, gadget, can take one to the house. All you got to do is get it in his hand. The con is, we saw in the Super Bowl when he was hurt leading up to the game. Then when they finally got him in the game, he was not in there for all the snaps. He only got 6 snaps. Why? Because Andy Reid was like, nope, you didn't practice. We have these packages with these different players that we already practiced. You've been hurt. Tony has been hurt all of the preseason. He barely practiced with, because that's who Tony is. You know, Tony has done it again. Yeah, that's what he do. So there is some snap percentage risk on this player. So, like, this isn't a scenario where normally we'd be like, let's load up on this. Kelsey's hurt, and it's gotta be him. But
sure,
I don't know what kind of snap count he will see. He might not see 20% of the snaps, in which case it would be a bit of a stretch for him to get a had to have it score at 7K. But he could do it.
He could score 2 touchdowns.
Even on 20% of the snaps, he could. That's correct. Easy. Yes.
And the other thing is, he'll have plays designed for him. I mean, we saw there will be an end around near the end zone designed specifically for Tony. And that's, you know, that again, that adds into the upside calculation.
Absolutely seen it before. It's an interesting one. It's not an easy one. It's never easy. It's never easy. Isaiah Pacheco, 6,800 on DraftKings here.
I think he's interesting, right? Like, they like him. I mean, what do the Proptimizer say?
Yeah, I want to look at the props on. Of course, they're not going to have it. Like,
nobody's going to touch it until
rushing yards. Hang on. So Pacheco, no,
they won't put him in there.
Oh, there's no prop on Pacheco yet. Wait, let me see if there is something on page 2.
Let's see.
All right. I don't see a prop for Pacheco as of yet. Now, why that is?
I got 51.5 on DraftKings.
Oh, you've seen him at 51.5. Okay, so, you know, that's a healthy number.
Plus 900 to score.
Plus 900?
That's anytime he's plus 130. I was looking at first
team. Yeah, score, plus 130. So, yeah, I was like, what the heck kind of number is that? So
in between Monty and Gibbs.
Yeah.
To your point on Tony, he's plus 175.
Yeah.
To score a touchdown?
Yeah.
His TD odds are good.
I like
his TD odds are better than Moore and MVS and even my boy Jet McKinnon.
It's not shocking. So that's a really good number for wide receiver. Yeah, Pacheco is fine. I think Pacheco is who he is. The floor is kind of low with Pacheco. If he doesn't score a touchdown, he doesn't always do a ton. He can catch a pass, but they don't throw to him that much.
FanDuel for me more so. Because you think he gets a couple extra carries near the end zone because Kelsey's out?
Right.
Yeah. Kelsey, that's right. That's another beneficiary. Kelsey is a touchdown stealer. He's good for two touchdowns out of the four or five that Mahomes might throw in a game. So where do they go now?
The problem here is that, and it's the same thing we deal with on every Chiefs showdown, that it's likely that a running back is going to be in the nuts. Which one is, like, it's Andy Reid. Like, he doesn't give a shit. Like, he is going to run, who is their fullback? Like, they're going to run a play to him at the end zone. Like, it's, it drives me bonkers. It's not predictable. But I agree that, like, Pacheco at the goal line is probably going to get a few more looks.
Valdes-Scantling, Sky Moore are both going to be what apparently the assumption right now is Valdes-Scantling and Sky Moore will have the most snaps of any of the Chiefs wide receiver group, right? They'll be on the field slightly more. They're similar in price, $5,400 to $4,800. So Bobby Wow, take me through these two players. MVS, quote unquote, the quintessential boomer bust player.
MVS is who he is. We know who MVS is at this point. He's injured a lot. He can make a big play, but far more often than not, he's going to burn your lineup. He's going to get you a one or a two. He scored double-digit fantasy points only four times last season. He is not a guy that I trust. And so for me, you know, it comes down to playing a player that's, you know, far more exciting and I think could emerge as Mahomes' favorite target at some point this season in Sky Moore. I just think that the potential is significantly higher. He's cheaper on DraftKings. And again, we know MVS. You know, we know what he brings. And frankly, it's not that exciting. So I lean Sky Moore, you know, between those two players.
His props are better too. He's 44.5 receiving yards.
I definitely lean Sky Moore too. He's also going to play a role like the Juju Smith, like a higher volume style of role. And again, with no Kelsey in there, it's the guy up the middle that might get the extra look. And that's Sky Moore in this spot. So I love Sky Moore. I think he's almost a must play. I would slap a core on Moore for this.
I'm not bored with that.
I'm not saying fade MVS. I'm not saying that. Oh yeah. And Justin Ross, that's a whole other one. Richie James, Bobby Wow. We'll find them in the flex section.
We'll
I hope
at the bottom,
but like you want a difficult showdown. We got Richie James on this one. There's Justin Ross, who they're talking about. Like, who the fuck is that guy?
Justin Watson.
Right? We'll Watson is in the mix.
Wiz Khalifa.
It's too many with the Wiz. Oh my God. It's too many names. Josh Reynolds, though, a more relevant name. Josh Reynolds has had big games for this team in recent memory.
He's a good player. He is going under the radar in this game, and I don't know why. I mean, look, I get that he's not the feature. But Josh Reynolds is going to be on the field a ton, and he's shown us he's a good wide receiver. So, you know, to me, he's one of the two sneaky plays on the slate, and even worth, you know, if you're doing mass multi-entry, he's worth a couple darts at captain. I just think at that price, man, Josh Reynolds is really, really intriguing.
What about, you know, who's missing from the captain group? Marvin Jones Jr.
Old man Jones.
When he's not missing, he hits for two touchdowns.
Two catches, 900 yards.
I don't even think he scored two touchdowns in the last two seasons combined with Jacksonville. So,
yes, but let's go back to when he wasn't on Jacksonville and he was on the Lions.
I mean, his touchdown prop's better than Josh Reynolds.
Yeah, it's again. I put that in there. He's a red zone target. He'll get some looks near the end zone.
He'll get some looks.
He could be in the mix as well. Is what I'm saying. Like, there are a lot of names in the mix here. Sure. We're going to take a look at the a little bit of actually. Let's intro. So we've gone through the captain spot on DraftKings, and those are pretty much the relevant captains. Again, this is there are way more potential captains on this particular cheat sheet and slate than what you will see on a normal game because it's the Chiefs, and that's just how Chiefs games go. You cannot predict.
And Kelsey's potentially hurt.
And Kelsey's hurt, which takes away pretty much the one magnet for targets. So now we're going to take a look at turds. We're going to take a look at cheapies that will help us complete our lineup. That $200, that $400, that $1,200 play, who is it going to be? This is where the money's made. So where my turds at? Let's do it. Mm-hmm. are. All right. So let's, we're in the turd zone, Bobby. Bobby, you're feeling it. I love it. Woo! I'm excited. And again, remember, if you enjoy the content, hit the like button. We've got this type of content coming out all throughout the week on the DF Summer YouTube channel. You guys are aware that Burns is doing a Shark Chronicles Millie Maker Strategies weekly show.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yes.
That's must watch.
We got a Burns show. Whoa. We got tournament tactics coming back on Friday evenings. The GOAT, Bobby Wow, my boy Bob, Burns, myself, rotating guests.
I'm out on that one. I mean, obviously, that's awesome. I'm also a little bit shocked that Burns' first name is Adam. I just never knew.
Get out of here.
In my head, he was, and in my head, it was always Sam Burns because Sam Burns is a golfer. I don't know why I thought that. I saw Adam Burns come up, and I'm like, who's that?
There it is. Well, we learned something new.
Yeah, I got the book, and I'm like, who's Adam Burns?
Who the heck is Adam Burns? The Shark Lab himself doing a show every week. We got tournament tactics coming up Friday nights around this time, 5:30-ish, whenever Bobby Wow gets off of work. Everybody's schedule revolves around the Wow. That's just what it is.
You win $1 million, you still got to go to work.
I'm putting it on.
Not the dream.
So make sure to smash the like button, guys. Subscribe to the channel and get signed up in the DFS Army. If you are not signed up already, get access to the Domination Station, the cheat sheets, the notes, all that stuff. Code NFL23. Time's running out. Time's running out on the code. Everybody's like, we're already here. We're already in DFS Army. I get it. I know you guys. I know you guys in the chat. I see all of you. I know. I'm talking about the new people. The new people. Get signed up. Need some new blood. What's up, Tattoo? All right. Where are we? Oh, yeah. We're looking for turds. Guys, it's been a while. It's been a while. I'm getting back into
We're turd hunting already. Wow.
We're talking about
Sam Laporta, who I think is a great play.
Yeah, no, he's a turd. He's in my turds.
He's my favorite play on the slate.
Rookie.
What?
Yeah, let's Hold do on. It. Sam Laporta. Tight end. Whoa. I mean,
he's okay. My sneaky play. Josh Reynolds and Sam Laporta.
This is what I was waiting for. So Josh Reynolds and Sam Laporta, Bobby Wow, sneaky play. Sam Laporta, to tell everybody, is the rookie tight end that the Lions took in round two. Big time second round pick in your dynasty draft. If you were taken, if you have a dynasty league, which I do, and I have some exposure to him. Laporta is not a blocking tight end. He, much like Dalton Kincaid, who went to the Bills, is strictly a pass catcher. He's basically a wide receiver in a tight end's body. If Chase Claypool had a TE in front of him, he'd be this guy. All right. So talk to me about now. They're saying Laporta, your belief is Laporta is the number one guy, Bobby Wow. I think so.
I mean, look, Brock Wright is fine. You know, he's an okay guy. He's a bridge tight end, but he's not your playmaker. You know, I think Sam Laporta, you know, he's going to be that TJ Hockenson type weapon for the Lions. And, you know, someone that Goff is going to go to early and often, in my opinion. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me to see Laporta lining up at wide receiver for some snaps on tomorrow. And so, look, at 5K, I mean, it's hard to beat that price for somebody that is literally, you know, he was born to catch passes in the NFL. So I think the upside is there. People are going to see him at number two on the depth chart. That's going to bring the ownership down a little bit. So I think, you know, combination of things that make him a really exciting play for me in tournaments, especially.
He's exciting for me because he's a Bobby Wow special, and that is an automatic play.
Lock him in.
Period. I'm about it. Now, Josh Reynolds, is it just deja vu? Why is it not Richie James? He won you $1 million. How do you not have love for this man?
I have love for all of these mans, Geek. Okay.
People who make you $1 million.
Do you have a Richie James jersey?
Special place for that. What's that?
I asked if he had a Richie James jersey.
Yeah. He won $1 million for you as a captain. I'm captaining Richie James every time he's in the game just because of Bobby Wow.
That million
certainly won't discourage you from that.
No, I'm captaining him. That was the guy that I'll never forget it. I will take that with me. You'll ask me in 30 years from now. I'm like, I remember when Richie James won Bobby Wow $1 million. Like, I'll still remember.
Be that guy at the bar.
I'll be old. I'll be what do you call it? Senile. But that I'm going to be like, I'm going to have traveled back to 2020 when 22 when Britzy James won Bobby Wow. I'm like, I remember it. Like it was
yesterday. You're gonna be in the nursing home telling people about it.
That's my glory. I'll be talking about these days in the nursing home. So Josh Reynolds has some big games in him. You think Josh Reynolds is a better play though than Marvin Jones Jr.? Because I'm kind of the same play, no?
Same play, maybe. I still think Josh Reynolds is better. He's
almost half the price. Yeah.
And I think his projection is actually higher than Marvin Jones as of now. Not by much, but I much prefer Reynolds to Marvin Jones.
I like it. I think Marvin Jones might suck in some ownership where it maybe could have gone to Reynolds.
Agreed.
They're all about the same ownership, though.
Yeah, I just think that's a sweet spot. Reynolds and Laporta are, I'll be well over the field on both those guys. So it's a really interesting spot in tournaments, especially. So that's where I'm going.
Hold on. Let's check the ownership in the flex. Currently, Reynolds 14%, MJJ 10%. So it's still like
close.
Similar. I like the spot. So those aren't really turds, though. These are kind of good plays,
yeah,
I would say. Do we need to get into the turd zone on a slate like this?
I think we need to talk about the wide receivers for the Chiefs, right? Like Justin Ross and their potential plays, yeah. Wiz Khalif.
And the tight ends for the Chiefs, you know, given the situation where Kelsey's
Gray. We still have a ton of names to get through here. So Rashee Rice, rookie wide receiver for the Chiefs, has not shown well in the preseason, did not show well in camp. The buzz is not like exploding about Rashee Rice.
And wasn't Rice the one that crushed?
No.
I thought he had a big game in the preseason, but maybe it was practice or something.
My understanding was he wasn't heavily used in the preseason with Mahomes, and he just has not generated the buzz. But that's kind of standard operating procedure for the Chiefs. Rookies don't get a whole lot of run on this team. We didn't see Sky Moore barely get any run.
And I think his problem was drops, right? Andy Reid will not tolerate.
He dropped three passes in the preseason or something happened negative with him.
And the Veach said that he's going to be a package player, both him and Ross, their GM.
Yeah. So effectively what he's telling us is he'll be in there for like 20% of the snaps or 15. So this is a dart throw at 4,600. Bobby, wow. 4,600 tart.
If I can throw a dart at Rashee for 4,600, I'm going to throw a dart at Justin Ross instead for 1,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Justin Watson for min price.
There you go. So I agree. I think Rashee Rice too expensive for the role. Butker and, you know, both kickers in play here. I don't think there's too much we need to get into there. Both the kickers are certainly playable. Butker is one of the better scoring kickers in the league. Chiefs defense, you've got in the mix here. Yeah.
Mostly for you. I mean, you have to, right? So,
yeah.
Nobody. I mean, this is where you play defense, at least in my opinion, if you're looking, if you're galaxy branding this, right? Like, is that these defenses are going to go way under old compared to like a showdown that's projected for 30 points, right? And their upside is similar, right? If the Chiefs score and they hold the Lions to 14, they got as good of a chance to be in the nuts as anybody.
I want to keep everybody here. At the end of this podcast, me and the crew, we're going to sit here and try to slap together what I consider to be a cash lineup. We're not going to make a full lineup on DraftKings because we're not supposed to make full lineups, but we'll show 75% of a path to a cash lineup. How's that sound? Right at the end. So stick around for that at the very end of this breakdown, guys. See, that's teaser. That's radio. They told me that at radio school.
You can feel everyone leaning in, Geek. That was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're not even on the radio, but went to the school. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is such a turd.
Ugh.
He's such a turd.
And they make you believe that he's going to be
playing
the game and get snaps. And he will. That's the thing about Andy Reid. He's crazy. I put it in the notes, I think, for the other two running backs. He will ride the hot hand. And that means if Clyde Edwards-Helaire breaks off a 6-yard run and the other two look bad, CEH is getting the carries in the second half. So you have to have a little exposure, but man, he is.
I don't even have a prop for him right now.
No, he won't get a prop because you'd smash the under and steal money from the sportsbooks. By the way,
1 yard.
A friend of mine was on the sports book, and he would only bet unders on these turd kind of players that got like 10 yard. And the sports book kicked him off.
I was going to say, wow. Did he get limited?
Because there's so much edge in betting the unders on those. They're like, we don't want people who bet like you. And they just got rid of them. I was like, that's such a dick move. But like, if you go on there and you start betting the unders on Justin Watson and Ross and these guys, you know, you get the honor. I would be honored. If a sports book ever kicked me off their book, I would be so happy. I'd be like, fucking A. Love it. Like, as long as there's some other ones around, I'm good. You know what I mean? I don't want
to
get
you have to add that to your intro. Like, instead of Millie Maker winner, it's, you know, kicked off a sports book one time.
Kicked off of the sports books. Geek. That's what I want. I want that. If I can't be a Millie Maker winner, I'll take the other one. People ripped on me in the Burns video because they're like, hey, you've never won a million. Why are you doing this? And I was like, nah, I should have Bobby Wow. Interview him, not me. Why did I do this? All right. Lions defense.
It's game one. I don't think traditionally you have them, but they've got some guys. They've got some weapons, and it's week one. No Kelsey. Why not?
We are in the heart of the turd zone here, and I think Noah Gray is a great play. He's 2,400. If Travis Kelsey's out, I don't even need to get into this. Is going to be the guy who replaces him most likely. Although Blake Bell is hanging out down here for 200 and is a bargain play as well. We cannot do this on a slate when the Chiefs have no wide receivers that are of note. Anybody could be in the game catching a touchdown at any time.
We should note that, like, obviously the Chiefs have said that they're going to potentially, or there's rumors that they're going to potentially start seven wide receivers or have seven active. Like, one of these guys could get taken out and you might need to be scrambling, making your line, redoing your lineups at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, you're definitely going to be scrambling if Kelsey's in this game. I'm telling you, right. I am building. I like to follow the money, Josh.
Yep.
If that line does not change by tomorrow and we're still at -4, you could just assume he's going to be out. Follow the money. The money knows more than we do. And if you follow the money, you're going to be right more often than not. So let's get into the turd zone here. Noah Gray, a great pay down option at 2,400. I think we all agree. Is he my captain? No, but he could have a good game. Now,
don't
Richie
fall too
James,
in love with Noah Gray. That's my warning.
Yeah, I would agree.
You're not loving Noah Gray.
No, he's a great play. If Kelsey's ruled out, he's a great play. You know, you should play him, but don't fall in love. Like, he's not an auto lock by any means. So, you know, don't get too crazy.
The other reason, I'm going to tell you why he's also not an auto lock, not just for the fact that, you know, Kelsey's out. Oh my God, we have to play Gray. But also because there are some other good turds down here. The turd zone is filled with luscious berries of goodness.
Very healthy turds.
It's like a bear in the woods. It's berries. You can eat them. So some of the berries here. Richie James Jr. Has won Bobby Wow $1 million in the past.
True.
We need to throw that out the window here. That is not relevant, just to say it out loud.
Well, you know what? He went from San Francisco, right? And we said, it's not relevant. He's on the Giants now, right? And then what did he do last year with the Giants? Put up big numbers. Maybe Rick James is actually good.
He could be. And look, you know, it feels like he's developed a little bit of a rapport with Mahomes. He's got that veteran presence relative to these other young guys. And it feels like anyone who's willing to talk about Richie James in the KC camp glows about him. Like, every report out of camp and out of preseason is glowing about Richie James. So, yeah, you got to pay attention to him at that price.
I'm not ignoring him. I'm playing him. I'm playing him this week. Justin Ross, hero of preseason camp. They don't have any wide receivers. Justin Ross at 1K.
They do love him.
He looks solid preseason, raw talent with big play potential. Might get a pack. They said they'll have a package where he might be included. Most likely, he will get one target in this game and not catch it. That's the most likely scenario. But if he catches it, or if he gets a second target and catches that one, and it's a bomb, you know, you win all the money.
And we saw this last year with Justin Watson, I think. Is that right? feel like one of these guys had a 75-yard bomb in a showdown slate. I feel like it was just dropped it.
There was definitely a couple of occasions where we were on one of these turds and it was right there for them and they dropped it. You know what I mean? Like there's sometimes when they hit it too. Remember Keontae? But listen, I'm not going back.
Scotty Miller.
Yeah, we're looking forward. Scotty Miller just would drop them.
Yep.
You never talk. But he would just drop it. But like it almost happened, but then he dropped it. Yeah, I think Justin Ross is a candidate for a bomb. And that's it. Like he'll be in that package. He'll get a target. He might catch it.
Moral of the story, Geek, in tournaments, you know, these are not guys you're unchecking probably. You want a little bit of exposure to each of these KC guys.
These turds are less turdly outside of like Antoine Green here and Craig Reynolds, who I tried to skip over because I just don't want to talk about those turds. You know, Craig Reynolds is not getting in this game. Like, fuck that guy, right? He's not getting in the game. Antoine Green, this is the first I've ever heard that name. I don't even know what position he plays. I'm not on that. What position is
darling, Geek?
He's a what?
He's a preseason darling.
Is he? Yeah, no.
Those never seem to pan out.
I'm out on Antoine Green. Blake Bell, though, for 200. Keep him in the mix.
The problem is, if he's meaningful in the game, it's because Kelsey's out and salary is no longer as relevant. So it's like, is he really relevant at the end of the day? Either way, probably not.
Yeah, because I want to play Mahomes captain. And now I got to have cheapies to make it. Or I want to play Amon-Ra captain. So now I need these cheapies to fill it out. So I think Bell is relevant. Listen, he can catch a touchdown. We have done a million where my turd's at. This is exactly the kind of guy that gets a touchdown on this game. Like this guy catches a touchdown this week. Remember when I could give you a million examples of it. It's Durham Smythe, not Mike Gesicki. How many times do we have to see it? Styles. Watson won Styles 9K. So Watson did have a big game last year, and he was the last one. Yeah. Yeah, he like did have a
right
big
down
game.
Right down the sideline, like 35
one touchdown.
Yards.
Watson is probably going to be the third highest snap count of these wide receivers.
You think so?
He might be. Could be fourth if Richie James gets in there.
Reed came out today and said, like, he's there's just so much nuance in the system, and that's why like these new guys have a hard time getting in on it. And well, Watson's been in on it, been there for years. You know what I mean? So
we saw it last year with Sky Moore, could not get on the field. And I want to point out again that Kadarius Toney, who had been with the team for a few weeks, didn't practice ahead of the Super Bowl. They didn't have any wide receivers. It didn't matter. They could not put him in the game. So the way the Chiefs operate, they're not going to play these new guys very much. Again, that's why Rashee Rice, you can almost know that. Even Justin Ross, they say we have a couple of packages for him, meaning they want that player to know that package so well that they feel comfortable rolling with him. Let's do a quick breakdown of FanDuel before we make this lineup. I'm not going to get too crazy in the weeds on the FanDuel breakdown, but Bobby Wow, take us through some of the potential MVP plays on FanDuel. We know that on FanDuel, the scoring format heavily favors QB and RB positions, right? Mahomes is like such, it's not a lock, but Mahomes is the clear best play, I think, very obviously with Goff. You have him as a close. I'd put him a little more distant, but Goff a solid second.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think you know Mahomes without Kelsey was kind of the assumption here, and so I think they're closer to even than they would be. But again, quarterbacks and running backs are where we're focusing, and that's no different here. I think the mention for me is Isaiah Pacheco. You know, I think he's a guy that again could see a boost around the goal line without Kelsey, and he's the type of FanDuel player. You know, that we could see as a potential MVP. So he's probably the one guy I would draw the most attention to outside of the typical.
I'll give a nod. I'll give an eyebrow raise and a quizzical to David Montgomery as well.
Yeah. He's priced up. He's way too expensive on FanDuel.
Ugh. Oh, that price is gross. So he only becomes, but we have seen Jamal Williams in that role put up three touchdowns.
That's true.
Like, and it's Garrett going to require something like that.
If we want to go back that far.
Jeez.
But that's what it requires, right? So, like, but that's how you win. You want to win a showdown. It's going to be difficult. Let me put it this way. It's going to be borderline impossible, but I'm going to say extremely difficult to ship to solo a FanDuel showdown with Mahomes at your MVP. You're going up against 50% of the lineups or 40% of the lineups in that contest. And there aren't that many combos on a 5-player salary limited. This is one slate where maybe it could happen because shit, there are so many viable plays on this. like contrast the Chiefs with like a team like the Dolphins, where there are literally two pass catchers exclusively, and that's it, and a quarterback, and no one else is sniffing the ball. Like, this is totally different. Anybody can be involved here. Jahmyr Gibbs, sure, but I think it's quarterbacks, maybe Montgomery and Pacheco, and yeah, man, it would be tough.
Sky Moore is too cheap on FanDuel too. I like him at 8,500.
It's not the price. I just don't think Sky Moore can put up.
No, he's not. He's not an MVP. I'm just saying in general, he's a great play over there.
Yeah, we'll take a look here. So yeah, they massively overpriced Montgomery. They are favoring that touchdown upside, which is what does well. But of course, I'm going to play Amon-Ra over him. So I'm thinking, like, FanDuel, you kind of want to go Mahomes, Goff, Amon-Ra, and then like figure it out. Bobby, yeah, wow, is that how you kind of see it going?
Yes, and I think, you know, Laporta is like almost min price on FanDuel. Yeah. So again, same deal with him over here. Like him, I like him a lot. I Reynolds is min price, but I think I like Laporta a little bit more on FanDuel.
Noah Gray, 5,500. I love.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of these guys down here that save you a bunch of salary. So you could easily go those top three guys and be okay.
Yeah, this is how. I mean, that's how you make it work. You just nailed it. Like, you could Laporta 6,500, Noah Gray at 5,500. You put hold on. Now I got to do this on screen.
Now build it.
Mahomes.
And we can actually build
those to Travis Kelce here.
Amon-Ra. Wait. Give me some Gray.
Laporta and Gray.
You like Laporta above Gray? You're really going to favor Laporta above Noah Gray?
Both. Why not both?
Don't need it. Got 7,500 left. Let's see who I can fit. Let's see what's left. You know, like, all right. The win, Laporta. You're right. It's Laporta. You're right.
Yeah, but yeah, right.
1,000 left over here in this approach. That's now, if I didn't want to use Laporta, there's not that many other options. It's the Wiz or Richie James, maybe Clyde.
The Wiz.
The Wiz.
The Wiz. I think I'm the only one. Wiz Khalif.
I love that. I got excited when I saw he was on the roster because it reminded me of you, Geek.
I basically have to play the Wiz just because he's a nickname player. Like, you got to play the nickname, guys, every time. All right, let's take a quick look at DraftKings here before we let everybody go. And we said we're going to give an attempt at what I'm going to call a consensus lineup. We're called a consensus lineup. So I want to work with you guys to consensus this. And I think we're all on board with the first spot. As much as I think like Mahomes is great, I think Amon-Ra your captain for your quote unquote cash consensus style captain. And then we want to get Mahomes in the lineup. Where are we going from here? Is it Kadarius? Do we want to go with a cheapie to sort of feel this thing out?
I mean, again, I think you're probably going to Noah Gray. Kelce's out.
Yeah. I'm assuming Kelce's out. So
yep.
We don't have that official word though, right?
No,
like, it's not like somebody said in the chat, Kelce's out, but I just, I don't assume that means like my ESPN would have dinged me. I'm like, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum. Kelce's out. Oh, okay. All right. So we got Amon-Ra, Mahomes, Noah Gray. We're going for high floor. We want high floor with Goff. Ceiling.
Probably Goff or Goff or Gibbs.
Got to play the quarterback over that guy. 53, you know what? 53-50 left. You can go kicker here. The Butker. Maybe Sky Moore, who I'm excited for. See how this
looks. I like going Butker and cash. I mean, in
Butker. If you consensus. Put in Butker, who's your last piece? Nope. Ooh, it gets you to the gross zone. Where it's like a Jerick McKinnon, Martez Valdez-Scantling, Sky Moore. So you're leaving over a little too much here.
Sky Moore, right?
Yeah, it's leaving over quite an uncomfortable lot of salary. I'm wondering if I can get another stud. Is there a version of this that gets you a stud?
No.
Not really. Bobby, wow, I think you're right.
Somebody's saying like ESPN is betting against us that Kelsey's gonna play. I think Kelsey plays. Like, but suiting up and playing are two very, very, very things. You are not getting Kelsey 100% here. He's not playing. I would be shocked if he played 50% of the snaps. Shocked.
Agreed. Completely shocked.
Let's listen. I don't want to make too many predictions ahead of knowing. I think Sky Moore is somebody you plug in this lineup and then you figure out your last spot. You can go Laporta, McKinnon, Butker, yep, however you wanted to do this. And I think this is a pretty solid starting point. If you go the cheaper guy, you might be able to flip Mahomes up into the captain spot too. So like there is a scenario where I think if we went with like a Butker here, you could possibly, let me see if Mahomes at captain, does that ruin it? Yeah. I mean, you could have Mahomes as your captain. And I would say, I would rather do that than vice versa. Even though I think Amon-Ra can absolutely outscore Mahomes, I think in the context of a safe cash lineup, Mahomes definitely has a higher floor. Like if it's your super flex league, you're not starting Amon-Ra over Mahomes in the super flex. You know what I mean? You're putting Mahomes in there. Like, you're not even
remember when we weren't going to build a full lineup?
Yeah, we're not. We showed a few options. It's a few options, different ways of doing it. Still don't know if Kelsey's in or out, but guys, first showdown breakdown of the season.
It's good. I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Leave it to the NFL, you know, gods to, you know, start us off with what I think is the most difficult showdown team.
Super complicated.
Yeah. Like to me, the Chiefs have always been the most difficult showdown team to kind of get a grasp on. But I'm excited for week one. I'm excited for this first game. I'm excited to play the Bobby Wowleans, Sam Laporta, The Wiz, Richie James, even though you didn't emphasize him, I'm emphasizing him for you. So,
okay.
I'm emphasizing him for you. So, guys, I hope you guys enjoy this breakdown. We'll be back all through the season. Showdown breakdowns for Monday Night Football, for Thursday Night Football. You want the Sunday night one, you got to sign up at DFS Army as a VIP. Those are VIP only. At some point, we might be wearing turd hats around here.
Never know.
Never know.
It's going to happen. There's going to be blue moons. We're going to have a fun season.
Turd hat bets.
I can't wait. What's that?
Turd hat bets. We'll bring those
turd
back.
Turd hat bets, blue moon bets. So who knows if we're going to be drinking shoeies from the turd hat.
Let's Hatties. Do it.
Calling them Hatties. All right. Good luck, everybody. We will see you guys next time. Take care.